Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Denise. I'm an alcoholic. The question is, what was our experience when taking step three? For myself, step three was quite a problem. I came into the program not believing in any type of religious concept of a God. And for me, I didn't believe first that I belonged there, that I was going to stay there, and therefore for some time it wasn't necessary for me to even develop this, turn my will and my life over to what. But then I very, very quickly realized that what they really meant was, or my interpretation of it was, that I just needed to turn my will and my life over to something other than myself. So for a couple of years, I really could buy into that, I successfully, as I went through the steps and traditions, successfully went through it without even seeing the word God. An old timer came to me and said, replace it with good orderly direction. Because then when it's mentioned in specific areas, then you won't completely close your mind. And that worked for me for probably two decades, good orderly direction. And the good orderly direction also represented the group to me. So I could turn my will and my life over on a weekly basis, a daily basis. When I entered into a meeting, I was turning my will and my life over to the care of the group. The group was my higher power. And with every share, each person's experience, strength, and hope that they shared was my higher power. So finally, I went many years and that was okay. But the more work we do in the program, my experience has been for myself is that I can go along with something for okay for a certain period of time, but then it's not okay anymore. I need more. I need to go deeper. So throughout my course of my sobriety, which is close to four decades now, is that each decade it seems to have changed. The same as I'm not the same person who sobered up at 20 that I am at 30, 40, 50, and now 60. So it changes. And my understanding of the higher power does exactly the same thing, and my higher power can sometimes change week to week, day to day, hour to hour. But the main thing is I know that whatever the energy source is that I believe in, as long as it's not myself and my own self-will. So today I believe that there is a God. I do believe in more of a spiritual concept. I am still not a religious person on any level. But a series of things have happened in my recovery where I can no longer support the non-existence of the higher power in my life. I wouldn't still be here. So, I think it's we come to believe. So just like the program, my concept of turning my will and my life over is done on a daily basis, a consistent basis, and many, many, many times, sometimes throughout a day. But just to know that for me to stay sober and to have any peace and serenity, I must let go of the self-will and I must constantly make a mindful decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of something other than myself. So I don't know if that helps anyone, but that's been my experience and that's my answer to what was my experience when taking step three.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.